From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A suicide blast killed at least six civilians in eastern Afghanistan Sunday and wounded 13 others. The bomber was on a motorcycle and apparently tried to reach the venue of a massive pro-government rally in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, but Afghan security forces intercepted him far away from the event, prompting him to detonate explosives strapped to his body. A provincial government spokesman told VOA that one woman and a child were among the dead. There have been no claims of responsibility for the violence. Kurdish forces in Syria announced Sunday that they had regained control of a key area east of the Euphrates River from Islamic State militants. The People's Protection Units, or YPG, thanked Russian forces, as well as the United States-led coalition, for logistical and air support in retaking Deir al-Zor's eastern countryside. At a news conference on Sunday, the group's spokesperson said he had hoped for more coordination, however, with the two international powers. President Trump has not yet made a decision on whether he will officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. At least that's what his advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner said Sunday. Kushner spoke at an annual conference on U.S. policy in the Middle East in Washington. He said he's still looking at a lot of different facts, and when he makes his decision, he'll be the one to tell you, not me. Kushner's comments follow reports in the past few days that Trump indeed will most likely declare Jerusalem as the capital of Israel during a speech scheduled for Wednesday. This is VOA News.